It is now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Nick Gruby was there at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. for a hearing on the Maui case involving the Clean Water Act. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so tell us, what was the line of questioning that came down in this case?
Well, so this is a case that involves a wastewater treatment plant in Lahaina that dumps pumps millions of gallons of treated sewage into the ground, and then that sewage gets into the groundwater and makes its way to the ocean, where it affects the coral reefs, leads to increased algae growth that suffocates the coral and harms the reef and kills the reef there. Now, there's no denying on any side that this is what is happening with the treated wastewater that's going into the ocean. But Maui County aligned itself with the Trump administration to make the argument that, hey, we're putting the pollutants into the ground. We're not putting it directly into the ocean. The fact that it went there via groundwater, that shouldn't be our problem. We shouldn't be forced to comply with the Clean Water Act as a result. Now, the justices didn't really seem to buy that argument during the oral arguments. Both the liberal and conservative wings presented some pretty tough questioning to the lawyers from that represented Maui County and the Trump administration on that very fact. Justice Breyer, in particular, said, "So what you're saying is if we believe your interpretation, we would be providing a roadmap for polluters to sort of evade the Clean Water Act. All they would have to do is, instead of putting a pipe directly into the water and being required to have a permit to discharge pollutants, could cut that pipe 5 feet short, bury it in the ground, put it in the groundwater, and have no regulation at all." So that was one of the main thrusts of the argument that was ongoing, and the justices really didn't seem to buy it from Maui County or the Trump administration's attorneys.
Anything else that was surprising to you?
It was an interesting dynamic in the courtroom. There were a lot of funny moments that occurred when the justices were questioning the attorneys representing all sides. For instance, a lawyer for the Trump administration, a deputy solicitor general, had tried to make the argument that if he spiked punch with whiskey using a flask, people wouldn't think that prior to that, that the whiskey came from a bottle sitting in his house, that they would say that it came from a bottle or that it came directly from his flask, as a way to sort of support his argument that, hey, there's an in-between here that sort of cuts the chain of delivery. David Henkin, who represented Earth Justice later, when he had his opportunity to sort of respond to that argument during the questioning, said, it doesn't matter how the whiskey got in the punch, you spiked the punch, and the whiskey clearly came from that bottle, so you should be held accountable. So I think that those were some of the more interesting moments that occurred inside the courtroom.
Interesting. So what did the county have to say following the line of questioning?
Well, I did have an opportunity to speak with Mayor Victorino, albeit briefly. He really didn't want to talk after the proceedings. I had to sort of follow him out of the courtroom as he went out a side door, leaving the courthouse, and sort of went towards the back of the courtroom, not toward the front where other members of the bar who had litigated and spoke to the in front of the Supreme Court went, such as David Henkin. And the whole time I was trying to ask him, why are you pursuing this case? Let's stop and talk and give me your perspective. And he didn't really want to answer too many questions about that. And in fact, a staffer who refused to identify themselves continued to body block me to try to get me away from talking to him as he continued to walk away. It was sort of a curious thing for the mayor to do, considering the high profile nature of this case.
Interesting. Do you think that he didn't feel that it went well?
You know, he did say in the few words that he did share with me that that he felt that the right questions were being asked. But generally speaking, he was pretty vague and didn't want to weigh in on the case. And as we know, the mayor has been pretty careful about the words he chooses when discussing this, because there is litigation, not only in the Supreme Court, but also now in the state court, over whether this case should have been settled. the city council voted 5-4 to, or sorry, the county council voted 5-4 to settle this case before it went to the Supreme Court and had the potential to set precedent that carved a loophole into the Clean Water Act. But the mayor, potentially in violation of the charter, has refused to actually settle the case. And now, of course, that will be playing out over the next several weeks and possibly months.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes out on the wash. But thanks so much, Nick.
All right. Thanks.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his full story, go to civilbeat.org.